Simon & Schuster presents Ministry of Mischief by Alex Foulkes. Read by Kristin Atherton. For all the young imps I have met on this journey, please do not feed me to your king. Chapter 1. Minibus Monster. A big meow to readers, listeners, and viewers across the galaxy. You're joining Team Boo's News on Earth Highway 7AB3. We're travelling at 10 light years per click, fast enough that Mrs. Powell was extra serious about fastening our seatbelts. ETA, that's estimated time of arrival, at Abermaple Museum, 10:30. Are we there yet? 2. Toilet stop-off requests. 1 so far. Reports coming in that we were 15 minutes late setting off from school, since Jenny forgot her lunchbox. Jenny's dad dropped it off before Mr. Sims finished his 8th lap at the car park, so everything is now A-OK. We don't know what's on Jenny's sandwiches, but more on this as it unfolds. Or as Jenny opens the lunchbox. Our main story of the day. It's the Mini Victorian Britain Competition, where Abermaple schools are gathering to show off their work. Design a diorama, a scene inside a shoebox, for a chance to win. The grand prize? A real-life Victorian experience for your school, where they send a teacher from the olden times to torture the kids for the day. And even more importantly, they're also giving away Abermaple Igloo tickets for the winning team! The Abermaple Igloo. An indoor ski slope, ice rink, toboggan run, arcade and cafe. Somewhere this reporter's mum has banned her from visiting, ever, due to the very teeny, very tiny, very, very microscopically small risk of broken bones. But do you know where you can find snowball ice cream as big as your head? Yes, it's the Abermaple Igloo. Stay tuned for further updates. I've been your reporter on the scene.
Joey? Joey, can you hear me?
Hmm? Joey's eyes focused, snapping back to reality from where she had been staring out of the minibus window. She dropped her imaginary microphone and adjusted her non-imaginary glasses. Reflected in the round lenses was Marcy Lynn.
Here.
Marcy Lynn reached out and gently took the shoebox from Joey's lap.
Should I hold our entry? I think you've squashed Mr. Bumbly Finch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?